केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अघम धुन्दन्ती कार्ष्णेन निहारम इव भास्कर। दिस लैंग्वेज ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम परफेक्ट। वी शुड ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर दैट दीज वर्डिंग्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम दे आर नॉट ऑर्डिनरी साउंड्स, दे आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल साउंड। जस्ट लाइक हरे कृष्णा, दिस साउंड इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल साउंड। दिस इज vibrated in the spiritual sky, but by the spiritual process the sound is received here. In the present age, as you receive sound from a distant place by radio machine, wireless or telegram like that, so it is possible to receive the sound vibration in the spiritual sky. You should simply know the process, or you should have a suitable machine to receive it. So, this Shabda Brahma, Brahma means spiritual, all pervading. Material sound that vibrates, any sound you produce immediately is rotated 7 times over the earth. And if you have got a machine, you can catch it. Similarly, there is process to catch the transcendental vibration from the spiritual star. See, Narottam Das Thakur, therefore, praise Golokera Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This Sankirtan movement is descended from the spiritual sky, Golokera Premadhana. And by this sound vibration, the devotees develop their love of God. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, this is a gift of the spiritual sky, Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtan. This Harinam, Hare Krishna, this is called Harinam. Nam means name. Sankirtan. Sankirtana means, just like we are assembled here, many boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and conjointly we are chanting. This is called Sankirtana. Bohuvi militva kirtanti iti Sankirtana. When many persons assembled together and chant the glorification of the Lord, that is called Sankirtana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. So, this Sankirtana, Golokera Premadhana, this is a gift from the spiritual sky. The Narottam Das Thakur says, Golokero Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Kanata. He is lamenting that this spiritual sound vibration is so nice that it can give us relief from this material pangs, but I have no attraction for them. Rotina Janmila Kanata. Why? I am not attracted. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiyajal. He says that in the material existence, my heart is always burning. Everyone is engaged in material activities. full of anxieties and heart warning. There is no doubt about it. Nobody can say, oh, I am very well situated. No. He is not well situated, therefore he is trying to be well situated by some artificial means of intoxication. That's all. He wants to divert his attention, but that is not possible. Just like if you remain in the fire, you cannot avoid the temperature. So, the only means is, as Narottam Das Thakur says, so long you are engaged in chanting or making this transcendental vibration, then you will feel comfortable. Otherwise it is not. Here it is stated, our subject matter is sinful activities and how to check them. If we do not check, if we do not become free from sinful activities, then we'll have to undergo this cycle of birth and death. That is our problem. But foolish people, they do not understand this. That what is the problem of life? The problem of life is not to live very so-called comfortably for 20 years or 50 years. No. You are eternal. You have to search out the ways by which you can be eternally situated in comfortable life. That is your problem. Not that for the time being you are feeling artificially. It is not at all comfortable, because in the material world nobody can be comfortable. It is impossible. The threefold miseries are always troubling us. But because we are fools, we are thinking that we are comfortable. We are not comfortable at all. The adhyatmik, the miseries inflicted by natural influence, excessive heat, excessive cold, śrītoṣṇā sukha dukkha dā, these are practical. What you will do? You make a very nice apartment, but as soon as there is excessive cold, you feel uncomfortable. Or you have to arrange for heating or do something. So nature is always troubling you, either by excessive heat or either by excessive cold or by some natural disturbance, some earthquake, some famine, some pestilence. Then there are bodily disturbances, disease, mental disturbances, so many people are suffering from mental diseases, especially in this country. Yes, psychiatrists and psychologists, they are taking advantage. So the mental disturbances, bodily disturbances, nature's disturbances, your neighbor's disturbances, if not, they will pick up some quarrel with you. The animals, the other animals, living entities, the ants, the bugs, the tigers, the dogs, so many, we are always in disturbances. That we cannot understand. We are thinking falsely. This is called Maya. Actually, we are not in peace. But Maya is dictating, oh, you are very calm. And he is accepting, oh, I am very calm. Yeah. This is your problem. So if you want to solve your problem for good, then these are the formulas we have discussed. What is that? Tapasa. You have to undergo austerity. You have to follow the restricted sex life. Brahmacharyena. samena, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, then tyagena, by renunciation, tyagena, sattva-saucha-bhyam, by cleanliness, by truthfulness, jamena, nyamena, so many formulas there. If you do not follow this, then there is no excuse. Nature will not excuse you. It will put you always in trouble. There are 8,400,000 species of life will have to. Sometimes we are very comfortable Americans, and sometimes something else, something else, something else. So this is troublesome. We do not know, we forget. Our past life we have forgotten since we have got this body. Similarly, when you get another body, we shall forget. But each life is a chapter of suffering, that's all. A different kinds of suffering. So, if you actually anxious to make a solution of your life, then you have to follow the rules and regulations of life. The books are the Vedic regulation, Vedic culture, scriptures. They are there to guide you. They are not meant for animals. They are meant for human society because they have got developed consciousness. They can accept it. They can follow it. If a man wants to become very good man, he can become. He has got the capacity. So these are the processes recommended. So, Dehobad Buddhijanga Dhira Dharmakka Sadhyanita Chipanti Aghanga Mahadapi Venu Gulma Mibanala. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are put into such a condition that knowingly or unknowingly, we have to commit something which is not very favorable for our future. But those who are cautious, the same example, just like you are cautious while traveling, driving your car on the road, you are very cautious. You stop your car when there is red light, you turn according to the direction, you don't violate the laws. In a street you have to follow so many rules. In a street, for a few minutes if you drive, you have to follow some. And you have no routine work for your life, do you think like that you are so irresponsible? Just try to understand. In a street, for a few minutes, 10 minutes if you drive, you have to follow so many rules and regulations. It is a 10 minutes affair. And throughout your whole life you are irresponsible, you will not follow any rules and regulations. Is that very nice proposal? Is good intelligence? No, you have to. So, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that there are so many rules and regulations, which is difficult also to follow, especially in this age, Kali Yuga. We are, in this age, very much irresponsible. Prayana alpayaiso kalo vasmin yugijana. First of all, our life is very short. We are not living for many days. Our forefathers live for 100 years at least. But we are living 50, 60. Average, in our India, the average age is 35 years. And I do not know what is the average age in your country. Because you are prosperous, your duration of life may be average greater than India. But either your average may be 50 or 60 years. Ours may be 35 years. So the average years of living is reducing in this Kali Yuga. Actually, in this age, one should live at least 100 years. But because we do not follow hygienic rules, do not live nicely, extravagantly, therefore the duration of life is reduced. And we are proud that we are improving. We are proud of our so-called scientific education that is improving. What you are improving? You cannot live even for 100 years. So this is called Maya. Actually, we are decreasing, but we are thinking improving. So, prayena kalavasmin yugijana alpayagya. And gradually, the duration of life will be reduced to 20 to 30 years. These are all stated in the Shastra. Shastra means which is correct to the point. Just like this Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, it was compiled 5,000 years ago. But the statements which are there, they are correct to the point. Without any mistake, without any illusion. That is called Shastra. There cannot be any mistake. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that in the beginning of this age, Lord Buddha will appear. Kikiteshu bhavishyati. Bhavishyati means in future, because this book was written or compiled 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared 2,600 years ago. So therefore, at that time, it is future, bhavishyat. He says, Vyasadeva says, that in future, Kikiteshu, in the province known as Gaya Pradesh, Lord Buddha will appear. And his father's name is this, and his mother's name is this. This is called Shastra. So, we have to follow this Shastra, which is beyond the deception of our material life. We have got four kinds of deception. Deficiency. We condition soul. But those who are liberated, they are above this transcendental life. So, in this age, life is very short and nobody is very responsible how to fulfill the mission of life. They are imitating simply animals. This human life is meant for elevating ourselves. Either you elevate to a further comfortable life within this material world. Within this material world, there are comfortable life. Comfortable life means thousands and thousands of better condition of life than on this planet. If you go to the moon planet, if you go to the sun planet, if you go to the Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Siddhaloka, Brahmaloka, there are so many. So you can elevate there also. And those who are intelligent, they are not concerned either for living 100 years or 100 thousands of years. They want to live perpetually, eternal. That is intelligent. Because I am eternal. Na hannate hannamane sari. I will not die. Not I, every one of us. Nobody will die. Na jayate na mriyate. We have no death, no birth. Simply we are changing this body, just like we daily change our dress. So one has to stop. This is perfection of life. This repetition, you don't like. Suppose if somebody comes and asks you, please die immediately, I shall give you a body of King George V or something like that. Would you like to? Would you agree? Why? If the promise is that you give up this body and I give you another body, a king's body or a demigod's body, or you live for 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years, So, perhaps we may agree that, but we are not agreeable to give up this body immediately because we do not like. That is our natural instinct. We do not wish to die, therefore we are afraid of death. We do not like to change because we are eternal. That is the reason. The background is because we are eternal, therefore we do not wish to change. We want to feel, the scientists are trying to live forever. They say that by science we shall make everyone living for good, but that is not possible. If you want to live for good, in blissful life and full of knowledge, then you have to transfer yourself from this material world to the spiritual world. There it is possible. There your natural life. Madhyamagatya punarjanmana vidyate. The Bhagavad Gita says, anyone who comes to me, he does not come back again on this material world. Dukkhalayam asasat. This material world is full of miseries and also temporary. Even if you accept all lifestyle, let me live here for good, even it is miserable, that will also not be allowed. That will also not be allowed. Temporary. Dukkhalam asasatam. Asasatam means temporary. For a few years you can live, either in this planet or that planet. So these are the problems. So we should not be irresponsible. No. But in this age, people are very irresponsible. Prayana alpa ayusa, short living, manda. Manda means slow. He does not understand that I have got a responsibility. I must quickly finish that responsibility before the death comes. Before the next death comes, I must prepare myself in such a way that I will not have to come back again to this material world, miserable world. That is your response. But we are callous all our life. Let it become what it is. Mandya sumandamata. Sumandamata. And if anyone is anxious to make perfection of life, there are so many pseudo cheaters, he will mislead you. Mandya samandamatayo mandabhagya. They are unfortunate. Nobody is fortunate in this age. They do not know what is fortunate life. Mandya mandya bhagya samandamatayo mandabhagya upadhruta. And over all of these, everyone is disturbed. This is our position. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given you very nice formula. Kalau nasti va nasti va gati ranmata. In this age, in this Kali Yuga, you cannot perform, you cannot accept this tapasya, you cannot perform the celibacy life of, you cannot practice yoga, you cannot control your mind, you cannot control your senses. This is your position. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama iva kevalam, kalo nasti va nasti va gatiran. Simple method. Simply try to purify yourself by this transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try to chant all of it. Kirtaniya sada. This is the beginning of spiritual life. And this is the end of spiritual life. Not that at the end we shall have to give it up. No. The same method. It is so perfect that it is in the beginning perfect and at the end it is also perfect. It is not that. There are so many means that you accept something in the beginning, but when you are perfect you give it up. Just like the Mahavadi philosophy. There. Just like yoga system. When you are not perfect, you accept this yoga system of asana, ashtanga yoga system, pranayama, sitting process, controlling the breathing, exercise. But when you become perfect, you need not. You give up. But this process, chanting process, is so perfect that in the beginning also chanting, and when you are completely perfect, you are transferred in the spiritual sky, there also the same process will go on, chanting. Hare Krishna. So, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that those who are very intelligent, instead of taking to so many processes, tapasya, brahmacharya, jama, niyama, and satta, saucha, so many things, they will automatically come. If you take to this devotional process, just like our all students, say 1 or 2 years before, they are not like this. They were taken to so many sinful activities. But since they are taken to this Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, now see their feature, see their behavior, see their character, and you will be astonished. One press reporter, I think in Philadelphia, they saw a student, responsible person. She simply inquired, "Are you American boys?" She was astonished by seeing our audio. She was astonished. How this is being happened? This process is so nice. She was astonished. How our American boys have become like this. So they practically see, don't be misled, practically see how easy to practice this method of Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, and how quickly it acts. This is a fact, this is not a story. We have got hundreds of students in different centers. Just see their behavior, just see their face, how they are advancing. Therefore, this is not a new thing, this is already there. But for this age, just like in a drug shop, the medicinal is already there. But an experienced physician prescribes a particular medicine that this is fit for. Similarly, these don't think that this Sankirtan movement we have newly introduced. It is in the Puranas mentioned. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking consideration of the fallen condition of this age, he has recommended this medicine. It is this for you. Not that it is newly invented. Nothing. We don't invent anything. This is called parampara system. We accept the oldest thing. Don't think that we have manufactured something. For this reason, I have many correspondences. You have seen also with Dr. Starr of the California University. They protested that this is not a new thing. He gave a suggestion that it may be a new thing. No, it is not new. It is the oldest. This oldest thing is recommended by Sukadeva Goswami. He says, kechit. Mark this word. Kechit. Kechit means someone, not for all. This method, this transcendental method of self-realization by bhakti yoga, it is not possible to accept by everyone. It is very difficult. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Lord Krishna says, jesam antagatam papam. Anyone who has finished the all reactionary result of sinful life, Jisam antagatang papam. Antagatang means gone, face, papam, sinful life. Jisam antagatang papam jananam punya karmanam. And how one can become completely freed from the contamination of sinful life? Punya karmanam, he has to act past, counter it. So, counteracting, by counteracting with pious activity, when one is completely free from the resultant action of sinful life, they, such person, dhanna mahanin mukta, without any doubt, without any hesitation, te dhanna mahanin mukta, bhajanti maam dhirabhrata, they become fixed up in Krishna consciousness and takes Krishna as the life and soul. So, this is very difficult. Therefore, this word is used kechi, not for all, but maybe one or two. But it is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that he has blessed the people of this age throughout the whole world, that you take this and be happy. That is his special blessing. But actually, this process is very difficult. Kechit. That it is called Kechit. Another passage is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You read Bhagavad Gita very carefully, wherein Krishna says, manusyanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaya. Kaschit and kechit, the same thing. Somebody. Who is that somebody? Sahasyesu, within many millions of persons. Kaschit jatati siddhaya. One understands the responsibility of his life and tries to make it perfect. Kaschit jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfect. And jatatamapi siddhanam, siddhaya means you may try to become perfect, but that does not mean you have become perfect. If you fail, then you do not become perfect. That next line says, jatatamapi siddhyanam, after endeavoring for perfection of life, who have already become perfect, out of that, somebody may understand what is Krishna. So Krishna understanding is not so easy. Manusyanam sahasyesu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vetimam tatata. But because by the blessings of the Supreme Lord, anyone can achieve anything. Here is the blessing of Lord Chaitanya, his Krishna himself. He is very sympathetic with the fallen souls of this age. He understands that these people, these conditioned souls, cannot execute the regular process of perfection. Therefore, he has bestowed this benediction that you simply chant Hare Krishna and be perfect. That is the Sankirtan mode. So Kechit, therefore, although it is meant for a particular person out of many thousand millions of persons, still, by the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, anyone can take it up. Anyone. It is freely being distributed. So Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. Sukadeva Goswami recommends that somebody takes to this bhakti-yoga process, kevalaya bhakta. Bhakta means bhakti-yoga. Kevalaya. Kevalaya means without any adulteration. Just like if I say only milk, that means without any water, without any adulteration. Only this, only means, kevalaya, only means pure. Pure bhakta, pure devotional self. There are impure and pure, everything. Similarly, this devotional service is pure and impure also. What is pure and impure? What is pure? That definition, you will find our Nectar of Devotion. That definition is annavilasita sanyam, without any motive. Just like we sometimes go to God, naturally, generally we go to temple or church with a motive. God give us our daily bread. Or the Hindus or the Muslims, they also go, my dear Lord, I am in distress, please give me relief. That is natural. There is a motive. But that when one approaches God with a motive, that is not kevala. That is impure. Oh. When there is motive, motiveless, one should approach God simply out of love. Oh. That is kevala bhaktya. Anna vilasita sunnam. No desire. I am going to God not with a desire. Why you should desire? Why you should go to God? Suppose you are in distress. So, why should you express, my dear Lord, I am in distress condition? God does not know that you are in distress condition. He is already with your heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesi arjuna tishtati. He knows better than you. So why? What is the use of expressing yourself, making business? You say, sir, I am distressed. I have come to offer you some flower and fruit. Please get me release. And God also does that. But what is the use of? So when one is in perfect knowledge of God, he does not ask anything. If he is put into difficulty, he says, tattenu kampa susamikshaman. He takes that difficult position as mercy of God. That is kevala bhakti, pure devotion. A pure devotee, sometimes devotees are also put into the difficulties, because this platform is the platform of difficulties. So there is no, hesitation to say that no, a devotee will not be in difficulty. No, just like Arjuna, or a personal friend of Krishna, but he was in difficulty. Well, there was a fight between him and his brother. So this world is full of difficulties, as I have already explained. But a devotee, when he is in difficulty, he does not express. Just like, see Arjuna. Arjuna never requested Krishna that, my dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are in so much difficulties, you cannot give us relief. No, you'll never find. You'll never find. Krishna is always with Arjuna, but you'll never find they have requested, oh, Krishna, I am your friend and I am in so much difficulty. This is pure devotion. Kevala bhakta. I love God. God may give me any kind of trouble. I don't mind. I suffer patiently. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sikhastha, those who have read. Āśriṣṣabhāpādaratāṁ pinaṣṭumāṁ marmāhatāṁ karodumā. My dear Lord, you trample me down as you like, or you embrace me as you like, or you make me broken-hearted, not being present before me because I want to see you. I don't mind. Jathātathāvā-vidodhāta-lampataṁ. Just like a divorced husband treats his wife very neglectfully. So he is using this very word, lampada. Lampada means divorce. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offering this prayer in the role of Radharani. So there were sometimes spoiled between Krishna and Radha, as that is possible in love affairs. So in the position of Radharani, he is requesting Krishna, "My dear Krishna, you can treat me in any way you like. Either you love me or you trample me, you kick me, but I cannot forget you are my always, unconditionally, the Lord." This is pure love. Not that Krishna give me such and such things, then I shall love. Condition. No. No condition. I love you. That is love. So that is required. If you become situated in that pure love, without any motive, andhavilasatasannam, jnana karma dhanabhritam. Jnana. Jnana means knowledge. If you want to know Krishna by knowledge, that I shall see Krishna, whether he is God or not. That is knowledge. I want to understand Krishna. That also should be finished. I do not wish to know Krishna what he is, whether he is God or what he is. But I love Krishna. That is the position of Vrindavan. They never try to understand what is Krishna, but they love Krishna. That's all. The gopi is the cowherd's boy. They did not know whether Krishna is God or is. They never cared to know it. But their love, profound love for Krishna. The jnana. Karma. Karma means if we think that I am doing for Krishna so much, so I must have this share, Krishna will give you. That is called karma. Karma means these people, this worldly people are working hard, they are called karmi, because they are expecting some good result for sense enjoyment. That is called karma. They are not working hard for nothing. They expect something, reward. Similarly, you should not expect something in return of your love for God. That is called jnana karma. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Anukulla means simply you have to satisfy Krishna. That is the platform of the Vrindavan. They simply wanted to see that Krishna is very satisfied by myself. Yes. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. Bhakti Ruttama. This is pure devotion. So, if you somehow or other become trained up to this pure devotional platform, then your problem is solved. All problems are solved. Adhita Jadihari is tapasa tatakim. This has been from tapasa. Austerities. If you have developed your love for Krishna, there is no more necessity of austerities or this or that. Everything is automatically done. Therefore, it is the government. Kevalaya bhakta. Keti kevalaya bhakta. And people may say, because there are so many rascals,